Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. You can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The resource of the month, when the church was young, as advertised, one of the most gripping, fast-paced books you will ever read. It puts you in touch with a period of time when there was no such thing as the Orthodox Church, the Roman Catholic Church, the Protestant churches. This was a time when the church was one. And of course, when we look back at that period of time, we think about the possibilities for this period of time, the answer to the Lord's high priestly prayer, that we all may be as one. Of course, one, not in a kumbaya fashion, but one around the essentials of the faith once for all, delivered to the saints. When the church was young, again available for your gift as you stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. As we near the end of our fiscal year, a quick alert that I need many of you to take the step of standing with us to make a year-end gift, a fiscal year-end gift. And you can do that, again, in a safe, secure fashion, on the web at equip.org. My cancer, the coronavirus, and other factors have most certainly hit this ministry hard. But after 60 years in ministry, this ministry was founded in 1960, and seeing God's faithfulness during all that time through the prayers and the support of His people, well, there's no panic. There's simply a heartfelt communication to give as you have been given. Proverbs says that we ought to honor the Lord from our wealth, from the first of all our produce, so that our barns will be filled with plenty and our vats overflow with new wine. So if you use some of the Lord's resources, you can invest in the ministry at this time. It would be deeply appreciated. It is much needed. Whatever you can give, whether it's $100 or $100,000, whatever you can do, again, will be used for God's glory and for the extension of His kingdom. Two ways to give, equip.org and via the mail at the address I just gave out, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also pick up the phone, by the way, and call one of our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. We will go to your calls in just a moment. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. I do want to also ask for your prayers with respect to what's happening in the Bay of Bengal. You know, that bay is the bay that, if you look on a map, you'll see India on one side, you'll see Myanmar on the other, you'll see Bangladesh in the middle, and that Bengal region straddles the coastline, and a great super cyclone has hit that area. And it has paralyzed the region. The severity is unimaginable, unless you think back to 1991 when a similar super cyclone killed more than 1,000 people in Bangladesh alone. Yesterday, 7 million people had been evacuated from the monster cyclone's path. You can kind of picture in your mind mothers carrying their babies to the tops of trees to save them. But as K.P. Yohanan, a good friend of mine and the founder of Gospel for Asia, said, God is able to tell even the winds and the waves to be still. So we pray that the Lord will render His mercies on some of the poorest people in the world. I love the ministry of Gospel for Asia. It's making a great impact around the world, and I certainly love its founder, K.P. Yohanan. This is a leading faith-based mission agency that I have been working with in various capacities. They help national workers bring vital assistance and spiritual hope to millions across Asia. So pray for Gospel for Asia as they carry out this significant work, and pray for us as we team up with them in these efforts. I was going to be with KP in India at this time. If it were not for the coronavirus, I'd be there right now. But by God's grace and mercy, I'm here asking you to stand with them prayerfully in the battle for life and for truth. And in this case, life takes on a meaning not only in the spiritual sense, but the physical sense as well. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Bill in Citas, California. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good afternoon. My question was pertaining to Jack Chick and the Chick Jacks. He wrote a couple of comic books, Alberto Rivera and the Double Cross, and you had made some negative comments toward the gentleman, a couple of your older CRI journals, and I was wondering if you could just maybe elaborate on that a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot of problems with the Chick publications in general. Jack Chick is KJV. Wow, KJV only. Which is a very, very big problem on a lot of different levels. He was very, very sensationalistic. He believes that the Catholic Church is plotting to subvert the entire world, and believes that the Roman Catholic Church is behind virtually every big problem in the world. They're the masterminds behind Lincoln's assassination, the Ku Klux Klan, World War I, the Mafia. And the list goes on and on. International banking, communism, Nazism, the Vietnam War, the New Age movement, the cults, and even CRI. So, yeah, this is unfortunately a sensationalistic enterprise that is helping us in reverse.
Okay. Hey, I'm doing some research also on evolutionists. I was wondering if you could spare me a copy on the face that demonstrates the force of evolution.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, if you hang on, I'd be happy to send you a copy.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. And of course, that book is a very important book. It is available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. It demonstrates that the fossil record says no when it comes to the evolutionary hypothesis, or low-grade hypothesis, I should say. There's certainly no evidence whatsoever in the fossil record that buttresses the evolutionary theory. It also demonstrates that the ape men icon, which in many cases becomes the argument, has no real basis in reality. It's fictional. So this whole picture of a knuckle-dragging ape becoming a modern man is great in pictures, but it is false with respect to reality. Also point out in that book that there is no chance whatsoever of forming something as simple as a protein molecule by random processes, much less a child. So the evolutionary theory fails on so many counts, including the basic laws of testable science, the laws of cause and effect, empirical laws like the first and second law of thermodynamics. So the evolutionary hypothesis is a hypothesis. It's a low-grade hypothesis, and unfortunately, it has been used to dupe the world into believing that the physical facts fix all the facts. Of course, Darwin was proud to say that we as Caucasians are at the top of the human heap. And if you go down a little bit, dangling at the edges of humanity, you find the Mongoloids and you find the Negroes and so forth. This idea from Darwin's perspective made sense, but from the standpoint of Christianity makes no sense whatsoever. We are created in the image of God, and at the feet of the cross there is no distinction between people based on race and color. If you are in Jesus Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise. Whether you're Jew or Greek, whether you're slave or free, whether you're male or female, has nothing to do with your economic status, has nothing to do with your race, has nothing to do with your gender. If you are in Christ, you are an heir, a co-heir. You're adopted into the family of God, and therefore there's no room whatsoever for discrimination based on your evolutionary hierarchy. Coming to the station break, we'll be right back on the other side of the break with more answers to your questions and over to dial 888-ASK-HANK.
While you may know many of their names, Irenaeus, Origen, Tertullian, Athanasius, and Augustine, to mention a few, what you may not know is the profound impact each made on the faith we embrace today. In When the Church Was Young, Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio brings you the inspirational stories of the earliest heroes of our Christian faith. It's a page-turner that is certain to enlighten you as you experience the lives and insights of these seminal teachers from the early days of Christianity, when the church was young. To receive your copy of When the Church Was Young, Voices of the Early Fathers, call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
Do you ever wonder what the early church was like? In When the Church Was Young, Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio dusts off dry theology and brings to life the lives of early church heroes, Augustine, Athanasius, Chrysostom, and many more. Long before the words Catholic, Orthodox, and Evangelical referred to distinct and separated communities, the fathers of the church gloried in one faith, the united body of Christ, which can be none other than Evangelical, Catholic, and Orthodox. It's time to rediscover our common inheritance and return to the days when the church was young to experience new growth that will produce new fruit, new unity, and joy. To receive your copy of When the Church Was Young, Voices of the Early Fathers, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and let's go right back to our phone callers. Next up, Donald in Waterbury, Connecticut, listening on the web. Hi, Donald.
Hey, Hank, how are you doing? Double portion to you.
Thank you.
I was just asking a question earlier. What is the ingredients in the anointing oil? And is it possible, are we supposed to eat it?
Well, I don't know about eating anointing oil, but the ingredients actually are pretty interesting if you look at it from an Old Testament standpoint. If you go to Exodus chapter 30, in fact, there's a whole list of the ingredients. And of course, we also know that Christ's body was anointed for burial. So anointing is a very, very powerful part of the Christian faith. You're baptized, and after you are baptized and through baptism enlightened, you receive the chrism. And the chrism is the anointing oil, and that signifies the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And thereafter, you also partake of the Eucharist, by which you receive the energies, the uncreated energies. And by the uncreated energies, you are receiving a grace that transforms you from one glory to another, as Paul says, with unveiled face. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Jeff in Washington, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call. The Lord bless you today. I have a question for you. When Jesus was talking to the disciples and the miracles he was performing, the disciples were astonished, of course, and Jesus says, "These and greater works than these you shall do." And I'm sure you probably answered this before, but other than being the one that either plants, waters, or is part of the harvest for salvation, are there any other greater works that should be done?
Well, I mean, Jesus is the quintessential example of great works because he comes into the world and he performs miracles that include raising people from the dead, unthinkable. And yet it was prophesied that this would happen, prophesied in the Old Testament, and Christ becomes the fulfillment of that and in the New Testament. And if you look at all four Gospels, each one of them chronicles the raising of the dead by Jesus. So you find the resurrection of the dead that happens after Jesus says, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the tombs burst open, and holy men from the Old Testament come into Jerusalem as a foretaste of the resurrection that is to come. And that is the foretaste of our own resurrection. And of course, Christ himself, after he is resurrected from the dead, is attested to by these holy men going into Jerusalem. You also have Jesus raising the widow's daughter and the widow's son, and you have raising Lazarus from the dead. So Christ does the unthinkable. He raises people from the dead. Again, an earnest or a foretaste of our resurrection. But we are followers of Jesus Christ, and Christ is telling his disciples that they are going to do greater works. And that indicates that Christ is going to work through us as co-consummators of the kingdom. And after Pentecost, you see this great work taking place in the book of Acts, where you see miraculous things taking place all over the place. And these are not miraculous things that are done by Theanthropus, the God-man, but by those who are mere men. And so this makes these works incredibly significant. Again, works attested to in the book of Acts, and they include something that I've talked about often on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the spreading of the gospel throughout the world. So it's not just the raising of people from the dead and the miraculous healings that you read about in the book of Acts, but also the spread of the gospel in a miraculous way. I mean, it's absolutely incredible that you have scared, scattered disciples that impact the world in a short order, such that by 300, in the 300s, you have the gospel reaching to the far reaches of the Roman Empire, and eventually Christianity becomes the religion of Rome. That is one of the most astounding miracles of all.
Very true. But I wonder if today, as saints and followers of Jesus, if we're expected by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to perform the same miracles that he and the disciples did in that time.
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings about that, and here's what I mean. I think that in the West, where we have the law and the prophets, we have the Gospels and the didactic epistles, we have all that is needed to believe. In fact, you remember Jesus saying to the rich man, or actually in Luke chapter 16, Jesus is telling the story, but the rich man wants to go back and warn his five brothers that they do not come to the place of torment that he is experiencing. And Jesus, through Abraham, is saying they have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe that, they're not going to believe if someone rises from the dead. So I think there's a sense in which where regions are saturated with the gospel, no further message is needed. People remain in their disbelief, not because they can't believe, but because they won't believe. However, having said that, there are regions of the world. I was talking about some of those regions earlier on in the broadcast, Bangladesh and Myanmar and parts of India. There's a whole 1040 window with 1.6 billion people, many of whom have never heard the gospel. And I do believe that in those regions, God often reaches people through miraculous signs because the gospel has not come at that time. And so the sign miracles authenticate the gospel that's being communicated. So it really depends on where you live and what you need. And so in some sense, I don't think in the West, it is prevalent to see someone being raised from the dead, but I don't doubt at all that that happens in other parts of the world.
Understand completely. Thank God we're not in the 1040 window.
Yeah, and particularly now, I mean, it is an absolute, incredible thing that's happening in the midst of coronavirus in places like India and Bangladesh and the Bay of Bengal, where you have this cyclone hitting and people are trying to practice social distancing. You got the poorest of the poor, and now they're hit with a super cyclone. So as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, this is the time to be praying in earnest for people in that region.
Thank you, Hank. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much for your call. I do want to expand a little bit on what I was saying with respect to Darwin. We so often hear about Darwinian evolution, and it has been sanitized. We don't see it for all of its macabre horror. And particularly the horror of racism, and it's something that I have written about in some detail in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, because one of the most important issues that we have to be able to communicate effectively as Christians is the issue of origins. How one views their origins will determine how they live their life. If you believe that you're a function of random chance, that you arose from the primordial slime, you're going to live your life from a different perspective than if you know you are created in the image of God and therefore accountable to Him. Dr. Benjamin Weicker, who's been on this broadcast a number of times, rightly deduced that Darwin actually ranked races. And when he did that, he placed the Caucasian at the top, and I was alluding to this earlier. And then down at the bottom, dangling at the very edge of humanity, you have, quote, the Negro or Australian, who is just an evolutionary hair's breadth away from the anthropomorphous gorilla. The racist implications of the evolutionary hypothesis are so horrendous that Darwin apologist Richard Dawkins attempted to absolve his exemplar from the disturbing realities of overt bigotry. I've written about that in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, as I talk about how we have to give answers, particularly answers when it comes to the issue of origins. Well documented, this book available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. As I mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, we are approaching the end of our fiscal year, which will be June 30. It's a little ways away, but it's coming up quickly. And we need those who love the ministry and want to make an impact through the ministry to give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. So long for now. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org.